It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Oh, Uncle Joe. Joe Biden got angry at Donald Trump on a campaign.
Some very harsh words for him.
Trail today. He brought up Trump's comments bragging about how because he's a famous billionaire, he can do other things people can't.
It's a textbook definition of sexual assault. And think about this. But it's more than that. He said, because I'm famous, because I'm a star, because I'm a billionaire, I can do things other people can't. What a disgusting assertion for anyone to make. The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
You tell him, Joe.
Oh, great.
Take him behind the gym.
This is what it's turned into. Bike racks, 3:30.
Like, yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Come alone.
This is the presidency of the United States of America.
We keep reminding ourselves. You have to.
And I thought, remember how goofy Joe Biden was? We called him Goofy Joe in 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. You're like, and remember the president would have to call him in and say to him, mm-hmm. Hey, Joe, you might, could you just chill
tone
out a little bit?
Tone it down a little. Yeah, not this time.
Yeah. And now they're just let him loose.
Like, great.
Right. They're letting
great
him out.
Comment.
Let Joe be Joe.
Oh, I have to go to the president's office again.
Not anymore. Now, look, Joe, I don't give a crap what you do. Go ahead. Go for it. I'm on.
And I mean, how do you stand in the corner in the Oval Office anyway?
Although I got to tell you,
great point, Judy. Hadn't thought of that.
And the president's out there too. He no longer gives a crap, it appears, about any of this.
Well, he gives a crap about not having Trump in office. You can tell that.
He's just
come on,
you know,
man.
Come on, man.
It kind of feels like Michelle Obama's the only one still working.
Yeah, she's very focused. You're right. She's given some amazing speeches and totally
it's
on
like,
target.
Right. It's like the end of senior year, and you know you got some papers due.
Right.
And that's
like,
basically
don't worry
yeah.
about it. Don't worry right. about it. Michelle's like, nope. We're going to work at every moment until the very end and do our very best.
And your professors in the senior seminar are like, hey, we're not going to, listen, you've done the work. I'm going to look at it. This is pass fail, pal. You're going to pass. It's over. You know,
let's just have fun.
Graduation day coming up in January. You're gonna be just fine. Come on, man.
Classic Barry O.
Yep.
Barry O.
Uncle Rocky, as he's known in the family. No one ever called him Rocky. I never understood that.
Oh, I'll call him something. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Did you see the Trump today? Where is Trump? He's got to be in here, right?
Yeah. I don't see.
Oh, this is Trump. There's no Trump in today. Look at that.
When does that
it's
ever
all Trump
happen?
Related, but nothing really Trump in it. Trump was already today saying he was in, I believe, wait, I don't want to make this up.
Let me look.
I thought it was in Ohio, but
I
maybe not.
I thought it was too.
She's in Ohio today. I think he's in Pennsylvania and in North Carolina or something like that. He was somewhere. And he was like, well, even if I don't win, North Carolina this was,
even if I don't win, I'm very proud of what I've done.
Huh.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Gee.
That's interesting.
He's made several references
loser.
To that scenario.
Yeah, he's a loser. Big, fat loser.
Number 4.
Bill Murray stood behind the podium at the White House press room today and gave
this
a solemn
great.
Announcement.
So great.
Hey, Mr. President, do you think the Cubs will win?
I feel very confident. I think Kershaw is a great, great pitcher, but you got too many sticks. You got too many sticks.
Really?
Yeah. And at home, with our crowd. The weather.
Yeah.
And also, you get a little bit of autumn in Chicago. You don't get that in Los Angeles. Trees just die in Los Angeles. In Illinois, they flourish. They perform. They show the beauty of nature.
That's a little hard to understand, but
too many sticks. We got too many sticks. This Kershaw's good, but
right.
I like that.
Bill Murray stood behind the podium at the White House press room today, and the president was with him. This is, and again, Right?
He's having fun.
It's senior
year.
He's
enjoying his life.
It's the end of senior year, right?
You got Bill Murray over there. He's a fun guy.
He was there to get an award, so he just popped in.
The Mark Twain Prize for Humor.
Yeah. He just popped in and interrupted a press conference.
About the Cubs.
It's the Cubs.
It's the Cubs.
Classic Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Hey. I would say to you that they are doing their job talking about the Cubs. Biggest news story of the century.
But he's a Sox fan.
Bill Murray?
Why do you have to always ruin it, Anna?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that
Uncle Rocky?
Everyone is now a Cubs fan.
Uncle Rocky.
Okay, I hope so. Yeah. I just hear from Sox fans that some of them aren't right now. They just can't.
Oh.
But come on board.
I know a Sox fan who already went out and got a Cleveland jersey.
Seriously?
Yeah. And now that's sick because as a Sox fan, you should hate Cleveland. That would be like going out and getting a Green Bay Packers jersey.
Yeah, it's one of your rivals.
If you're a Bears fan, like that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Just jump on board, everybody. It's one of the most likable sports teams ever. Mm-hmm. Like all the guys in the locker room are good dudes. They're a fun team to watch.
Until they win the World Series and then look out.
Right.
That's how it always happens.
Every talk show, every endorsement.
Right. They'll be out there. You know what I can do? I'll tell you that. I just walk right up to them and grab them right by the whoop. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now, being brought to you by Violetta herself. All right, top 5-5 continues. Checking in at
number three.
Lady Gaga on Good Morning America promoting her new album, Joanne, which is out today. Mm-hmm. She discusses the fact that she's going to be doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl in February and how excited she is for her family to see it because the album was inspired by her late aunt, Joanne.
I am absolutely elated beyond and honored to be doing the halftime show. We've been already planning it and thinking all the different ways that we can make this a special experience for the football fan. You know, I was thinking yesterday about how wonderful it's going to be also playing maybe a few new songs from the new record at the Super Bowl with my grandmother, who was Joanne's mother. Uh-huh. She's blind, but she'll be able to hear, I think, from the stands. And I think it will be a proud moment for our family. And that means more to me than anything.
Well, she's really evolving as an artist. She's no longer showing up in meat suits and rolling the red carpet and eggs and things. She was on GMA today, and she was just wearing this pink, elegant outfit with this great hat. It's just a very different album than what we've heard before.
She's spending a lot of time with Tony Bennett.
That's right. After collaborating with Tony,
things have
changed.
She's a cool kitten.
She's got some range, my gosh.
All right, speaking of range, I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview with true outlet prices every day. Justin comes to the new beautiful mahogany and alderwood entry doors. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number two.
Beginning of the 1980s, Weird Al Yankovic appeared on MTV with a series of television specials he called Al TV. Featured videos and sketches, fake interviews with celebrities. He's resurrected the format in the form of a new song called Bad Hombres, Nasty Women, using footage from the presidential debate. He not only pretends to interview Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but auto-tunes the result.
It's certain songs, I say it's rigged. She should never have been allowed to run based on what she did.
I see.
Our democracy works. We've had free and fair elections. Donald thinks things are rigged every time things are not going in his direction.
We have some bad, bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out. That's what it's all about, bad hombres.
Why'd you run the show?
I'm raising an animal wage.
That's pretty great right there.
Is.
All right.
Topical.
Google that. Mm-hmm. And finally,
number one.
During an appearance on CNBC today, Jonathan Bush, cousin of George W. Bush, stated his intention to vote for Gary Johnson.
As a Bush, I know HW is going to potentially vote for Hillary. How about you?
Well, I've settled on the fact that if you can't stand the nut on the left and you can't stand the nut on the right, go for the Johnson. And I'm sticking with Johnson Weld here in Massachusetts, where it will make no difference anyway.
There you go. That is how that goes. Although, we've met Gary Johnson.
Best presidential slogan ever.
Yes. You can't stand the nut on the left or nut on the right. Go for the Johnson. All right. I think that says it all.
The top five at five.